Tate brothers to remain in custody as they fight extradition to UK, judge rules. Social media influencers and brothers Andrew and Tristan Tate will remain in US custody, a magistrate judge ruled on Wednesday, as they continue to fight their extradition to the United Kingdom on rape and sex trafficking charges. In a surprise move during a custody hearing on August 27th, both brothers took the stand to argue for their release, claiming they were suffering egregious conditions in a Miami holding facility while denying the allegations against them. The Tates face similar accusations in Romania. U.S. Magistrate Judge Lauren Lewis presided over that August hearing and issued the ruling Wednesday. There is a well-established presumption against bond in extradition proceedings, reflecting, among other interests, the value the United States places on fulfilling its obligations under international law to a country requesting extradition, she wrote in her order. One of the Tate's attorneys, Joseph McBride, said in an emailed statement to the Epoch Times that the brothers have not been convicted of any crime nor has Britain formally requested their extradition, yet they are being treated as criminals left to rot in federal custody. The process is the punishment, McBride said. This is the cold machinery of extradition. Rules and deadlines move forward with deliberate indifference to the human lives caught inside them. According to extradition law, the UK is allowed 60 days from the time of the Tate's arrest to formally submit an extradition request and supporting evidence to the alleged crimes. The time limit expires next week. When hearing extradition cases, circuit and district courts apply this special circumstances test to determine whether a defendant should be granted release. Unlike in a US criminal case, where the government has the burden of proving a defendant is a flight risk, that task falls to the accused in foreign extradition proceedings. This means the Tate brothers and their lawyers had to prove they are not a flight risk, not a danger to the community, and that special circumstances exist to warrant their release. The Tates testified, alongside their legal team, which argued the brothers are not flight risks because of their perfect track record for complying with their Romanian release conditions. Department of Justice prosecutors pushed back on this argument, claiming that a perfect track record of compliance with criminal proceedings is not an impressive feat. Rather, it's expected and should not be considered as a special circumstance. The brothers also claimed their vast wealth has been seized by the Romanian government, which they said has taken everything down to their children's toys. The Tates said on the stand about their viral online comments, referencing their self-proclaimed billionaire status, ownership of luxury cars and a superyacht, and access to unrestricted funds, that it's all merely part of the characters they portray on social media for clicks. Andrew called his online statements hyperbolic exaggerations for comedic effect. Tristan referred to his brother's Top G persona simply as an alter ego as a means to make a living. My brother is the only person in the world held accountable for a character he portrays, Tristan testified about Andrew. Lewis appeared to accept in her order the Tates' claims that they are not billionaires, but said it does little to dispel the concerns that they are still a flight risk. While may not in fact possess what extravagant holdings they portray themselves as possessing online, the record reflects that they possess an exceptional capacity to flee the jurisdiction, Lewis wrote. The judge pointed to the testimony of Andrew's romantic partner, Natasha Sese, from the August 27th hearing, when she credited both Andrew, who has three children and a fourth on the way, and Tristan, who has eight children, for generously funding their upbringing. Sese told DOJ prosecutors upon cross-examination that Andrew has purchased her luxury accessories and ensures she has everything she needs, such as clothing, food, a home, and sometimes expensive gifts or vacations. She said these gestures are what make Andrew stand out as a kind, protective man, proving he is not the brash persona he portrays online that has previously bragged about being above the law. But this seemingly heartfelt testimony into the brother's character was turned upside down by the prosecution, which elicited a response from Sese that confirmed some of these luxury purchases were made during the time period when Romanian authorities supposedly had seized all of the brothers' assets. Lewis pointed out this contradiction in her order. Her testimony, in sum, belied the intimation that lack of billionaire status renders them incapable of procuring the means by which to undertake flight, Lewis said. It further belied respondents' insistence, including when testifying at the August 27th hearing, that Romania had foreclosed their access to wealth. The judge also pointed to the fact that both brothers' children reside abroad, largely in Romania and Dubai. The Tates' only tie to Miami, the jurisdiction they would have been released into, is their arrest there. Their lack of ties to this jurisdiction and strong foreign ties demonstrate a risk of flight that has not been overcome, Lewis said. As for the brothers' burden of proving they are not a flight risk, the judge ruled that they failed to do so. Lewis, referring to historical case law, reasoned that the accusations alone against the Tates was enough to indicate that they do indeed pose dangers to the community. The brothers' legal team listed several purported examples of special circumstances, which the judge rejected, during the August 27th hearing that they claimed should be enough for their release. One of those included the fact that the UK warrant and complaint are supported by anonymous witness statements and therefore constitute hearsay, meaning they are not relevant to the matters of their custody hearing. British authorities have until September 16th to submit their formal extradition request and further supporting evidence for the accusations against the Tates. The Tates' lawyers further accused the United Kingdom of jumping the line ahead of the Romanian legal proceedings and that their continued U.S. detention will significantly impact their ability to participate in Romania. Lewis did not find any of the proposed special circumstances convincing. The brothers were arrested on July 18th in Miami, where they were attending a boxing event, and have remained in custody since, fighting their extradition to the United Kingdom. Andrew faces 42 charges, and Tristan is facing 17. While on the stand on August 27th, both brothers testified about abuses in Miami solitary confinement, claiming they only get a few hours outside each week. Tristan likened it to physical and psychological torture. In the interim between the custody hearing and Lewis's Wednesday decision, Romanian authorities indicted on September 4th the brothers on new sex trafficking charges. DOJ prosecutors submitted this to the court as further reasoning for why Andrew and Tristan should remain in custody. The brothers' Romanian legal representation had submitted a court filing to the judge last week, stressing the importance of Andrew and Tristan's presence there to face charges and review evidence. The DOJ filed a reply, stating that all accommodations for video meetings could be provided in the Miami prison, which Lewis appeared to accept in her order. This morning, my clients tried. The connection failed. You cannot defend a 30-terabyte criminal case across an ocean through a jailhouse connection that does not work, McBride said in his statement. He noted that releasing the Tates would not acquit them, but it would simply allow them to help their lawyers prepare their defense. Secretary of State Marco Rubio will have the final say on whether to order Andrew and Tristan's extradition.